This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We start with a My Pillow poll. You guys like that idea today? On what's on your mind, the My Pillow poll? Okay. Are you ready?
Now, I know they made polls.
P-O-L-L, Todd.
Poll. I didn't know they made polls either. I didn't know they made either one of them.
Well, it's a My Pillow poll because we're going to take a poll and give away a pillow.
I know.
All right. He's got it now. And you can text Todd at 701-226-8503 with your answer. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Or you can call us. Kevin Flynn will take your call at 271-1100. Dan the Man will take it down to the Twin Cities. If you call 258-0550, it's a local number still, 701-258-0550 or 800-228-050. Okay? All right. Couple of questions here. You answer any one you want, and somebody's going to win a free My Pillow. You just can't pick it up until K-Fire's offices reopen on East Rosser in Bismarck. Is that January or February you're reopening, Todd? Have you decided to get one?
Well, either one. We just don't know which year it is.
I see, yeah.
2021, 22?
Yeah. Our offices are open, but if you come in for a pillow, we ask you to stand at the door, and then we throw the pillow for a little, you know, do our best Tom Brady. You know, catch this. You know,
Heidi's got a pretty good arm down.
Yes, she does.
So Heidi, or in your case, it probably looks more like Mike Brady.
I like that. I saw what he did there. Okay, so here's the question. Do you want your community, your state, your country reopened? Whatever's not open now, because this is something we stress often, there's very little of the economy that actually is impacted by, in the case of North Dakota, the executive order that says, you know, no concerts, no theaters, hair care, personal care, and a massage, restaurants and bars. But I'm not sure everybody wants it reopened because there are still some people that think, no. So you can just answer, reopen, don't reopen, okay?
I'm thinking Daniel doesn't want it open because his driving to Twin Cities is real quick now.
Well, that was my next question. What do you miss most? What do you miss most about life now versus pre-COVID? But that'd probably be the opposite for you, Daniel, right? You'd be like, hey, there's no traffic.
Well, one positive doesn't outweigh all the negatives.
What do you most miss, Daniel?
That's a good question. Probably just being able to go out on the weekends, you know.
Do something. Get out of the house. Go somewhere. All right, Kev, how about you? What are you missing? You live in Minnesota, so
yeah.
You're pretty much in prison.
Yeah, well, right. This time of year, not much, just because we're not doing much this time of year, but as of yesterday, I started thinking about happy hour at the lakeside, getting out on the deck. Meeting some friends down at the, you know, down Lakeside, whatever.
So Kevin went instantly for happy
going
hour.
Out.
Does that surprise anybody?
You know, just gathering.
Okay,
you know.
All right. And how about you, Todd? What do you miss?
I do, living by the capital, I do enjoy getting out of my driveway at 7:30, whereas normally there's this huge line of cars and nobody wants to let me out. But apart from that, it's I feel like we just had a nuclear war and the dust is finally settling and people are finally looking out of their bubbles and stuff. I say, let's get the world back to normal so we can all go out to eat, go out to drink, whatever, go out to a movie. I mean, any of it.
I miss when I could take normal for granted. You know, where you just, things you did. And you could go. Church is one for me. I just, you know, I'm a lifelong Catholic, cradle Catholic. So you go to Mass. I mean, I've been to Mass every Sunday for as long as I remember since I was, you know, baptized.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's not the same by video, huh?
It isn't. No. We've watched it as a family, a number of different ones. I've watched,
no fair going to your faucet for imitation holy water. It ain't the same.
No. They'll call all kinds of things. Well, communion, for one. I mean, again, That's, you know.
Yeah, what do you do? Grab some grape juice out of the fridge and use that? Or what do you do?
Yeah, you could, but you'd be like playing church. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be.
Right.
It wouldn't be. Of course, there is a very, you know, something known as a sacrament in the Catholic faith where that bread actually becomes the body of Christ, right? So it isn't just the bread.
Right.
It's
yeah.
the body of Christ. It's the real presence. And you it's one of the, I just think, wonderful things. So, it's, yeah, that's been, so I'm there too. But you let us know in either of those questions, what do you miss most?
Oh, and, here we go.
Whether or not,
haircuts.
Yeah. Fortunately, I got one the last day before they closed down. So I think I'll be okay for a while.
I keep offering Scott to help him out in that regard, but he won't.
Don't have much hair anyway. Busy show today. We're going to talk to Dr. Michael LeBeau at the bottom of the hour. He's the president of Sanford Health Bismarck. Lots of things to cover there. Testing, by the way, they announced that with Ascension they're going to be doing antibody testing. Ooh, there we go. Who's had it and didn't know it? I want to know because the vast majority of research says you are no longer able to get it once you've had it. So, Senator John Hoeven on some new efforts in the oil industry. Also today, our congressional delegation, very instrumental, and we can talk to Senator Hoeven about this, I understand, in securing a clarification on the money that came from the government to the states in that first tranche, $1.25 billion, $600 million is in the bank of Eric Hardemeyer, also known as the Bank of North Dakota. And what can you do with it? What right now, nothing, literally nothing. They said it was for COVID related expenses, but unemployment, as an example, the state's share of unemployment wasn't considered a COVID related expense. I don't know why they fixed that anyway. So unemployment cannot be used. So we'll talk with him about that and more. And then Rachel Brash will be here from the University of Mary. I've been heartened to hear the stories of how many people are taking advantage of an opportunity to further their education to improve their career opportunities. Going forward, a lot of folks are doing that. We're going to talk with Rachel about how that's all working because these are challenging times for higher education. And when you have that online, ability, it just changes everything. It's really pretty darn cool. So all that coming up on the program, we call What's on Your Mind. We'll get to your phone calls. We'll get to your texts at 800-228-0550. Dave is somewhere in North Dakota. They didn't tell me where. It just says ? North Dakota. Dave, where are you?
Mountain Reservation at the moment.
On the Turtle Mountain Reservation. Beautiful. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've got the definitive way that all NFL teams avoid really screwing up on the draft tonight. You ready for this one?
Okay. How can I not be? Yeah.
Find out who the Cleveland Browns like and draft anybody else.
Yep. That's a good strategy right there.
Yeah.
That cannot lose.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, they haven't drafted a winner lately, have they?
Oh, is that for a drive-by? He hung up. He had that to say, and he's gone. Off to Tioga we go.
Drops the phone instead of dropping the mic.
Turn the radio down, Monty, so we can hear you. What's on your mind?
I would like to see the state of North Dakota open up. And I'm not concerned so much about the mask and all that, but I would like that the major businesses, if not even all the businesses, would have to swipe yourself with a thermometer to see if you're running a fever.
That makes good sense, no doubt about that. Let me ask you this on your point of reopening. Who should decide? In other words, right now, the executive orders end April 30th, and the White House has said, you know, here's some recommendations on phase one openings. You got to have, you know, 14 days of a downward trend in these various benchmarks. Should the White House, should the governor, or should local officials decide?
I think local.
Localized in mayors? City,
yeah,
county officials?
But, that's going to, if that opens up the whole state or not, that's going to make a wrinkle in her.
All right, Monty, I'm having a tough time hearing you because your radio is on loud. Anyway, just turn those radios down when you call, okay? Sean in Strasburg, North Dakota. Oh, God, I love Strasburg. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to let you know, Scott, I think we should reopen things, and I do think it should be made at the local level. And I also think, well, in my position as a minister, I think you have to let the minister, let the consistory decide, because we know the makeup of our congregations too. And I know I have a significant elderly population, and I don't want to put my congregations at risk. And I would love to be able to see my people again. I've been making a lot more phone calls, but it's just not the same as an in-person fellowship. But at the same time, I don't want to bear the burden of the risk of making somebody else sick.
Well, I hear you without question, but any pastor, that would be your number one concern. And the same thing with our parish and everything else. First of all, you can be open now if you decide to, can't you?
We could, but I also have checked with our county health board in Emmons County, which had one case and that person passed away. But they recommended not doing it because, again, they just want to limit, they want to flatten that curve, and they want to make sure we're not exposing people unnecessarily, especially people in that older age bracket.
Hang on a second, Sean. We'll continue this conversation after the break. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What's the date on the calendar anyway? I forget. How many days till May 1st?
23rd.
I think this is day 8 now, right? Day 8.
Yep.
8 days we have left. till May 1st.
Well, I was thinking it was like March 50th or something like that.
Oh, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking about the whole Final Countdown time.
Yeah, I am. I am counting it down.
Eight days
and counting till May 1st. The reopening, the rebirth, the renaissance, ladies and gentlemen.
Capcom Team NSA.
Fighting our way back.
So are they still playing in that insurance company break room during COVID? You saw the TV commercial with them, right?
No. I did. Yeah, with Europe
is playing in the break room.
That was bad, yeah. That was funny.
Oh, those commercials are great. All right, 21 past the hour. Now, here's a question. Who should decide? We just talked to Sean about Strasburg, North Dakota, and deciding, and he's saying, I talked to county officials, they don't really recommend. I mean, I think that's appropriate. You don't want to just do it all on your own. But I think the idea that Sean, as the pastor there in Strasburg, is having a conversation with county officials is the way it ought to be done. And I honestly think anybody that has anything that's over, first of all, Governor Burgum has said this 1,000 times, but if you didn't hear it yet, here's 1,001 for you, okay? If you are not under the executive orders, and you know if you are, restaurants, bars, etc., right? If you are not, you can open today. Okay? Use some discretion. Be smart. Do it. Okay? That includes churches, by the way. Now, anybody that is included under the executive orders, all they have to do is say, here's the plan. So if I'm, to take Sean's suggestion, who's the mayor in Strasburg? Is that Milo Hodson-Bueller?
Ray Newsma.
Oh, Ray, okay. I thought it was Milo, but Milo's a de facto mayor. He's kind of an ambassador for all of Strasburg. Anyway, you know, you let Ray decide, and Ray says, hey, Department of Commerce, how's this look for us? Boom, go. Now you've got somebody that's given another set of eyes, and you know, and you go. Here's my suggestion to anybody itching to open, whether you're on executive order or not. Go. Find a way. Do it. Be smart. You know, I just do this. And I think the same for churches. My question for you, Sean, is clearly you're most worried, like any church would be, about an elderly population or anybody at risk. Now, if you're elderly and at risk, you know you are, right? So wouldn't those folks need to wait a little bit longer until it was safe to come back? But 80% could come back?
I would think so. I would hope so. It's just, but it's again, it's a matter of enthusiasm, and my congregation, they are very traditional, and they love their fellowship, and my fear is that whether they actually, if being an elderly, that elderly age bracket, being higher risk, they would so desire to see their neighbors and friends again that they would rush back. And then I also, and knowing that I can't control where my congregation has been, although I think most of them as farmers have probably been out calving and getting ready for spring planting, I don't know where people have been, and I don't know if the younger generation could possibly transfer it to the older generation. So we're trying to be smart. And
yeah, I understand. I understand, and I think everybody has to come up with their own plan. I think in Strasburg, it's a lot less of a worry than it is in Grand Forks or Minneapolis. I just do.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and maybe a separate service for the elderly, somebody suggests here by text. Their own service. I hear you. My heart is aching more by the minute. I want to see us have that ability to be worshiping once again. Sean, thanks for the call today. Appreciate it very much. Texters are overwhelmingly saying yes, reopen. Yes, immediately. Says this one, let's see here, gosh, there's so many of them. Open everything and let the kids have another month of school. How about that? Reopen. Yes, when it's safe, says another. Reopen now. Open. The country must reopen. The survival of the republic is more important than the survival of the individual.
Hey, I just want to congratulate this year's seniors on pulling off the most epic senior skip day ever in the history of senior skip day.
I love that. Okay, so back to some calls here. But I'll continue to read some of your texts. We're giving away a free MyPillow. That's quite the enticement to answer our question throughout the program by text to Todd, 701-226-8503. To me, 701-367-2054. Day or night, whenever you hear this, text the answer to, do you want to reopen? Yes or no? What do you miss most? I'll add a third one here. Should mayors decide? Should mayors work with the state and the federal government guidelines, but decide for themselves, town by town, when to reopen? You comfortable with that? Let me know what you think. Timberlake, South Dakota. There's Jeff. What's on your mind, Jeff?
Yeah, Scott. Are you familiar with what's going on the Cheyenne River Reservation?
Yeah, vaguely. I saw that they were blocking traffic, and then I saw yesterday there was some agreement about it. One of the reasons I didn't get around to asking Kristi Noem about it yesterday, the governor, because it looked like there was some sort of a deal worked out or compromise. Anything changed from that?
Now they have a permit that is required to travel off the reservation and to get back on.
So does that permit come with a cost?
Nope, no cost. But see, I live in Timberlake on the reservation, and I work just on the other side of the border, 2 miles on the other side of the border, and it's considered a hot spot. There has been one case of it, but I believe that case has been recovered since. But the main issue is if I don't get my permit, I've applied for it, haven't received it yet, and if I get caught trying to come back on the reservation from this so-called hot spot, I have to mandatory 14-day quarantine. And if I don't, then they come to my house and arrest me and take me to their quarantine facility.
And all this goes away when you get a permit?
If it's approved.
Yeah, well, I don't know why it wouldn't be. I'd be on the phone to Kristi Noem's office and just say, look, this is ridiculous. And get some special treatment on it, because that's crazy.
And I'm an enrolled member, and I just think they're overstepping their boundaries. I think they're just testing what they can get away with here. I understand this COVID-19 is serious business. I mean, I haven't hugged my mom in over 4 or 5 weeks, and she hasn't got to see her 6-month-old grandson over this deal. We're taking precaution. Don't get me wrong. But, too much is too much, and I just think this is too much.
Good point, Jeff. Keep fighting on it. I'd call the governor's office. Let us know if we can help in any other way. Tanner in Fergus Falls, go ahead.
I say open it up.
Let's go.
Yeah, open it up and leave it to the discretion of the local city mayors. That way it opens up little by little. And what I miss most is higher commodity prices and oil prices.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Somebody said what they missed most was their retirement account. All you can do is laugh, but this is tough stuff, no doubt about it. I just hope we get the chance to get the shackles off here, be smart about it, and get this economy going again. Tanner, thanks. Fergus Falls in a very different position than St. Paul, Let's go.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Weekly first-time jobless claims numbers are out, still in the millions. The Labor Department saying in this morning's report that 4.4 million Americans filed first-time claims for benefits last week, and that's pretty much right in line with what analysts were expecting. It is down a bit, though, from the previous week's over 6.5 million new claims. Coronavirus deaths in the United States have spiked this month. On the 1st of April, slightly fewer than 4,800 Americans had died from the virus. By this morning, that number has increased almost tenfold to nearly 47,000. President Trump not on board with the governor of Georgia's decision to reopen non-essential businesses by tomorrow.
I disagree strongly with his decision to open certain facilities.
The president saying, though, that the governor, Brian Kemp, must ultimately do what he thinks is best for Georgia. And this is USA Radio News.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Is it time to strike it up?
Right now.
Is it? Right now? If you're not covered by the executive order, you're right. You can start right now, and a good time to start thinking about it without question. And I kind of think if Milo Hotzenbueller wants to strike it up in Strasbourg, that he ought to be able to do it. Right?
There you go.
Mayor was Ray, though, right? Not Milo? I could have sworn it was Milo.
He's the ambassador, you know.
He is the ambassador. That's a good term for him. Yep, the ambassador of the Germans down there. Those German communities.
Those Germans from Russia.
Yeah, exactly. That we love so much make up the great mosaic of our wonderful state of North Dakota.
That would be my wife.
Hey, North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners supporting wind, harnessing wind, providing consistent income for 25 years. And together, all that comes together to build a better tomorrow with good jobs, stronger communities, keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions responsible for this message. Jimmy wanted to weigh in on the poll before we go to our next guest. Jimmy in Bismarck, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I say reopen and let's get government out of it. Let it go to the local owners. Because I was listening to you the other day with the bowling alley guy. Put a big sign on the door, say enter at your own risk.
Yeah, Midway Lanes yesterday, who was on, yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. I can't wait to go to Midway Lanes. I'm feeling for that guy. Ouch. Yeah, you're right. Enter at your own risk, and here's the things we recommend, and, you know, we'd like you to do, or, you know, go every other lane, you know, what. I think people can figure this out. I really do. Not everybody will do it right and perfect, and, you know, look at one person up at LM Glassfiber didn't think things were going right, you know, emails complaints line or whatever, Department of Health, somebody in Grand Forks City Government, and at 10 o'clock at night, and all of a sudden, 8 o'clock at night, all of a sudden it starts on a Sunday night. And the mayor's, you know, got somebody going on at 6 the next morning. So folks that aren't doing it right will have plenty of self-policing from other individuals. But good point.
He said what I've been saying for 2 weeks. Whatever happened to swim at your own risk, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, amen.
Sorry, Jimmy, what?
I got another question. You're talking to head director at Sanford. How long has the coronavirus been in the state? I got sick end of January, a friend early January, and he ended up in the hospital. They said, you don't have the flu. You have ammonia-like symptoms, but it's not ammonia. We don't know what you have. A couple weeks later, I end up with a terrible respiratory with all the symptoms of coronavirus, but had no idea about it.
heard that story many, many times. Many, many times. You're talking about Dr. Michael LeBeau, who's the president of Sanford Health Bismarck, joins us now to talk about that and a few other things in the news here. Dr. LeBeau, welcome back. How are you?
Great. How are you doing this morning?
Doing wonderful. So let's start with Jimmy's question there. How long do we think COVID has been around?
Not sure that we know for sure at this time, although as people start to look back, I just read an interesting article about, you know, they can actually now track the genetics of each separate COVID virus, and you start to see cases where, you know, it's probably in January that there were plenty of cases around America and we just didn't know. There's no reason to think that, you know, we might have been in that same spot. We're excited to announce that we're going to have blood testing coming, the serology test, where you measure your body's response or whether you've been exposed. That's going to come online here shortly. There's cases around now, or there's testing around the country now, and I think that'll give us some hint as to whether people have been exposed in the past. But, yeah, it's sure possible.
That is, by the way, a game changer. Fantastic that that you're going to be doing antibody testing like that. And because if we're going to get back to normal, you got to know, you need more data, right? Who's had it, who hasn't, who's vulnerable, who's not. And that's been the one that I think people have been waiting for a long time. So how does that work? If I want to be tested for antibodies and I'm a Sanford Health, patient, can I do that?
So we're still working out the final details. We hope to have it up here in the next week. We're looking at, they're called immunoglobulins, or IG. If you've never been exposed to an infection and you get exposed, the example is coronavirus, you've never been exposed. If you get exposed, you develop a class called M class, M as in Michael. And that tells you that you have an acute infection. If you've been exposed and a month later you check, you actually develop a G class, and that shows chronic. The problem with, and so as you test these, it really then gives us an idea whether you have an acute infection or whether you've been exposed in the past. And that's kind of how we'll deal with a lot of the infections that we deal with in today's world that we already know of. The only caveat is nobody really knows for sure whether a chronic infection gives you an immunity. But I agree with you, Scott. This is the game changer. I love the governor's message that in order to open up, we have to be able to test. We've got to be able to have the data to make our decisions. So that's kind of where we're at today.
And, you know, you hear about so many different tests and so many different testing protocols and how to do it. I mean, one thing I've always thought, far from being a doctor here, you are, so help me on this one, but, the mass testing that goes on, for instance, Grand Forks today in the Alaris parking lot, they're going to test, from noon until 5. Anybody can come in that thinks they might have had interaction, live in the same apartment building, with individuals from LM Glass Fiber. Well, that'll be a test that'll say, yep, you have it, yep, you don't. But tomorrow, that answer could be different, couldn't it?
Correct. That's the hard part is, the tests where we do the swabs is really just this point in time. So, if you're exposed, the other thing about the test with the swabs is we're not really 100% sure how long you have to have the infection before it shows up on the test. But it's a great start. It's like anything. That's the best tool you have. You might as well use it.
Talking to Dr. Michael LeBeau, who's the president of Sanford Health Bismarck. Questions or comments, welcome for him here. 800-228-0550. You can keep answering our poll questions today as well, and we'll give away a MyPillow, courtesy of the great Mike Lindell, who is delivering masks to hospitals free of charge. They make them. He's paying for the employees to make them. They put them in a truck, and they ship them off to hospitals that need them. So it's a neat deal. And if you don't have a MyPillow yet, you might win one today on the poll. Or if you'd like to win one, keep listening. But we'd love it if you'd go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and get a great deal today. Whole things are buy one, get one. Let's talk a little bit about a different kind of testing. I saw out in Santa Clara, I want to say. It was California. And it was a number of communities not far from San Francisco where there was some widespread testing to find out that a huge amount of people had had it, and therefore they were able to take sort of the mortality rate and say, wow, this is not as deadly as we once thought it was. Are you familiar with that test, and what is that, you know, if we start doing that more widespread, what is that, how does that inform us in this battle?
From my perspective, the more testing we do, the more data we collect, the better analysis we can perform. This is brand new. It's hard to really lead with data. We always say that we're a data-driven company or we're a data-driven, you know, industry, but nobody knows for sure. As we look at the mass testings, it really will decrease the mortality rate of the coronavirus. I think we believe that, you know, right now, the last study that I've read, 85% of people that get infected with coronavirus have minimal to no symptoms of COVID disease, or they carry the manifestations of it. And so it still is, I mean, we should have a healthy respect for coronavirus. Obviously, it's a problem. And the social distancing has worked remarkably well. But as we go and we look back in time, and if this is something we deal with year in and year out, I think we'll have a much clearer view. And obviously that mortality rate that was initially proposed is much less.
Jim in Lincoln has a question on social distancing. Speaking of that, or a comment. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'm all for just open everything up. This social distancing, I was at the hardware store the other day. Just about nobody that was in there used the mask. A couple of them had the rubber gloves on. You know, open it up. Every day, every hour, we're closed. There's more little businesses going down. It just doesn't make no sense. And I'm high risk for if I get it, I'm dead. But I've already put on 1,400 miles fishing already this spring. If I get it, I get it. And if I die, I die. We're all going to die sooner or later.
Well, boy, oh, boy, what a fisherman. Way to go, Jim. What about reopening? Just let's go. You know, there's a big sentiment for that out there right now, Dr. LeBeau. People have just said, look, it is what it is, and we'll be smart, and let's go. Does that worry you as a healthcare professional?
I think opening without data, opening without monitoring does worry me as a healthcare provider. I think you can see the benefit of social distancing. I very much understand the financial impact on the backside. I do. And to be in leadership's chair at the state level, the damage that keeping things closed is real. And I don't think anybody can say it's not. And we as a community just have to decide what's the safest route to turn things on. I think as we turn things on, in my mind, and what we've really worked on here is, what does life look like today? What does universal precaution look like after COVID? The example I use is, it wasn't that many years ago we started IVs and drew blood without putting gloves on. We had a really hard time convincing people to put gloves on and draw blood. But then HIV happened. And now universal precautions, you would never deal with bodily fluids without being protected. I think our mindset needs to be, how do we safely open, and what do things look like? I don't think we go back to the way things were before COVID. And so each of us, each business, each, you know, healthcare facility has to think about how we do things today in the world of COVID.
I want to ask you how you're doing on supplies, PPE, become one of the great acronyms of this COVID-19 episode, and also just on the whole surge concerns, if we're past that as well. We'll do that when we come back with Dr. Michael LeBeau, President, Sanford Health, Bismarck. More after this.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement auctions featuring John Deere and Case Combine, Freightliner International and Peterbilt Semis, lots of grain trailers, John Deere 1770 corn planters, Patriot sprayers, and an excellent selection of construction equipment and more. These April auctions are all timed online-only auctions from Sharon, Bowman, Jamestown, and Steele, North Dakota. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
What we're doing. We're going to move it. We're going to move it. We're going to come back bigger and better than ever. Countdown's on. 8 days to May 1. Executive orders in our rearview mirror. The economy reopened, but smart. Nobody's saying just go out and the heck with it. Other than the guy says, I don't care if I die, I got to die sometime anyway. That's just a rather rare opinion, you know what I'm saying? 24-7, we have the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline available to you. Our friends at Oasis Petroleum personify the spirit of North Dakota going into the storm. That's what the buffalo does. So there's never enough time in the show to get to everybody. We always wish we could. We don't have enough hours in the day to be able to do it. But there is the 24-7 line to let your voice be heard at 855-200-1776. Jim, the flagpole guy, coming up here in a couple of minutes, finishing our conversation now with Dr. Michael LeBeau, president of the Sanford Health Bismarck operation. So a couple quick things here. PPE, do you have what you need?
Yes, I think we feel very fortunate. We've really worked hard. We've just changed how we do supply chain. An example, we use the swabs. We actually ordered them in from China, and it took 2.5 weeks to get them here once we had our hands on them. I think swabs are a big one. What we've done is we've actually modeled, and as we start talking about surge planning, working with the state for surge plan, we've actually taken what we need, and we've put those under lock and key, and we're ready for the surge. And then we've just gone back to business as usual with our normal supply chain. And so the supply chain now has to be able to support day-to-day operations. Our surge plan PPE is all put away.
Are we beyond the potential for your hospital or North Dakota hospital beds to be overwhelmed from a surge of the COVID crisis? Is that threat behind us yet?
I hope so. I think as you look, there's multiple models. The state has actually contracted. We have a fantastic model. Sanford Health, we have our model, and we've been working very closely with them. We feel comfortable that with what the current modeling shows, we can handle that surge. I think flattening the curve was really, really smart. It's something that we will be benefited from, and we just have to continue to look at that data daily. You know, the state's looking at it daily. We're looking at it essentially daily as well, just to make sure that the number of beds and the number of ventilators needed is something that we can supply when the time comes.
One concern that everybody should have is access to health care, and as a rural state, that is always challenging. I see some real ugly headlines, Grand Forks All True Health System being the latest with a humongous loss and layoffs and pay cuts for the administrators and stopping construction of a hospital project that they're undertaking. Do you anticipate this event having the outcome of ultimately being less health care providers in North Dakota, or less access for rural North Dakota?
Well, I think it's a potential. I think one of the things we're lucky for our legislators' wisdom for Medicaid expansion. And we've had Medicaid expansion rates that have kept our health care in North Dakota relatively healthy, and it gave everybody a good footing to start this battle on. All of us are, you know, battling the same financial difficulties as everybody in any business, but I think we started in the right place, and I'm hoping that we can continue to support people, because there's nobody who doesn't believe in rural North Dakota deserves excellent health care just like everybody else.
And, you know, people should know that the hospitals voluntarily, in their case, said we're going to decide what surgeries we can do and what we cannot. And many times the ones that are not done are the ones that are more, you know, financially lucrative because they're keeping everybody safe. So, you know, they're taking one for the team. Nobody's telling them to do that. They do in Minnesota. They do that everywhere in Minnesota, like Bemidji. Two cases of COVID and the hospital has to be empty. It's kind of crazy. But thankfully not in North Dakota, but I want folks to know that. Well, I would love to have you on the day that everything is all ready to roll on the testing. Really looking forward to the ability for that antibody testing to be done and how people will be able to do it. So look forward to having you back then, Dr. LeBeau. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you having me. Have a great day, Scott.
Good to talk to you. Dr. Michael LeBeau, Sanford Health Bismarck president. Do you have a flag flying outside your house yet? A flag flying outside your business yet? Why not? That's my question for you. Why wouldn't you? The one and only Jim, the flagpole guy, can help make that happen. When are you going to do your tour day to North Dakota, Jim? Have you decided that yet? Well, we got Jim hooked up a little late here. He didn't hear me. Jim, you there? Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. How are you, sir?
Oh, good morning, Scott. I'm doing excellent. How are you doing?
Well, better now that I can hear you. I was asking you questions and you couldn't hear me. Are you doing your little tour day in North Dakota anytime soon?
Crystal, I'm waiting for, you know, people smarter than me to tell me it's okay to go outside. But
not quite that bad, thankfully. But yeah, close some days. It feels like that, doesn't it?
Yeah. But so I'm just so excited because of the response. There's people out there that actually believe that everything's going to be okay, and they kind of show it because they're purchasing flagpoles.
There's the best way to show it, folks. Everything's going to be okay. Get yourself a flagpole ordered from Jim the Flagpole Guy, 571-FLAG, online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Don't go away. We're going to finish this chat after the break here in the news.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Everyday Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.